PFT Media.
Welcome to the Daily City Show. I'm Mark Baratelli, editor-in-chief of the Daily City. Let's get into the hyper-local Orlando news. A new craft beer and package store called Whippoorwill Beer House and Package Store is coming to the Milk District at 2425 East South Street. The owners are shooting for a July opening. Equal parts neighborhood bar and package store, the 2,100 square foot facility will offer beverage service, including retail wine and beer sales. Sephora is coming to Winter Park inside the Whole Foods Shopping Center at 1030 North Orlando Avenue. The store is scheduled to open in July. Founded in 1969, Sephora offers beauty fans the chance to touch and test the products in the store. It has an app that allows users to obtain their exact skin tone to help them choose the ideal foundation for them, and an app that allows users to try on lipstick shades and more. Sephora, with 2,300 locations in 33 countries, is the number one specialty beauty retailer in the world. The Orlando Flea will take place Sunday, September 16th, 2 to 4 p.m. at the downtown performance venue Celine Orlando at 22 South Magnolia Avenue. The indoor marketplace will feature a tightly curated collection of local and regional artisans, designers, and makers, along with live music, a full bar, and local bites. The Orlando Flea wants to create a community around supporting and celebrating our region's creative small business owners. The Orlando Flea is the latest production of The Daily City. The Amazon Treasure Truck is putting on a movie series, according to the mayor's agenda that went before city council last week. One event will take place July 7th at Blue Jacket Park, and a second will take place June 14th at Lake Eola Park. The Daily City has reached out to Amazon for details. The Amazon Treasure Truck is an experiential marketing program bringing retail experiences to secret spots at secret times in towns across the United States. Starting October 4th, Spirit Airlines will begin offering international service from Orlando International Airport to 11 new destinations in Latin America and the Caribbean, as well as three more domestic routes rolling out through the fall. The announcement marks one of the largest expansions in the airline's history and includes service to the U.S. territories of Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands. With this announcement, Spirit will now provide additional service from Orlando to 8 countries and 2 U.S. territories. 8 scholarships in the amount of $4,900 each were awarded to 8 local LGBT students by the 49 Fund at Central Florida Foundation. The fund was created in March 2017 in partnership between local attorney Barry L. Miller and the LGBT Center Orlando. The fund works closely with the local LGBT organizations to identify potential applicants at local high schools and universities. To qualify, students must be self-identified as out, a member of the LGBT community, attend an accredited 2 or 4 year institution of higher learning on a full-time basis, earn a 3.0 GPA or higher, and demonstrate a commitment to improving the Central Florida community. And finally, Oxford Eyes, a boutique eyewear shop in Ivanhoe Village, held its grand opening and ribbon-cutting ceremony Thursday with Mayor Buddy Dyer and Commissioner Robert Stewart. Oxford Eyes was one of the first small businesses to participate in the City of Orlando's Permitting Express initiative. The new program ensures small businesses have a team of experts to proactively navigate the process of opening new or expanded businesses in a shorter amount of time while avoiding common roadblocks. Permitting Express is open to qualifying small businesses, 5,000 square feet or less, and organizations that meet the program parameters. Thank you for listening to Orlando Opinions. I encourage you to keep up with your ever-changing city every day by visiting Orlando's original hyperlocal news site, thedailycity.com. I'm Mark Baratelli.
A PFT Media production.